The collective bargaining law is not in effect yet and is currently being challenged in federal court. If and when it goes into effect, it would eliminate the right of unions to bargain anything except wages and benefits and would tie salary increases to the Consumer Price Index. Last week, Governor Walker said that reform is already working.
That's one of the untold stories. In my hometown of Wauwatosa, where the tax levy is actually going to go down and where they're able to preserve jobs in that school district, that's because the reforms are working and they're going to work even more in the future. And when they do, that's going to help us get the state back on track and get us working again.
Governor Walker's spokesman, Cullen Wherwey, says, quote, the union bosses only made concessions because it became apparent the long-term fiscal reforms were going to become law. But Wauwatosa School Superintendent Phil Ertl says it was state budget cuts that prompted his local unions to reach an agreement on a salary freeze.
I think we've got some great employees that really recognize what we're trying to accomplish in our school district, and they understood what we needed to get done. They could have just sat back and said, we have a contract to 2013, and we're not going to step up. And the teachers were willing to step forward, too, even though the budget bill still isn't passed.
Meanwhile, Wisconsin Education Association Counsel Mary Bell says once the collective bargaining law takes effect, school districts will have a harder, not an easier time, making ends meet. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.